When Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee, heard about everything Jesus was doing, he was puzzled. Some were saying that John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. So even the king at the time, a puppet ruler for the Romans, was hearing what Jesus was doing. They were hearing of Jesus' miracles, of his preaching, and it was getting right to the top. But people were confused. They didn't know who it was. We're told that some people were saying that it was John the Baptist had been raised from the dead. Others thought Jesus was Elijah or one of the other prophets risen from the dead. It was something unexpected. And everybody was puzzled because they couldn't say who Jesus was. They couldn't say who they hoped it was, that it was the Messiah. So they kept saying it was other people, John the Baptist or Elijah, or maybe one of the other prophets. They've been raised from the dead, which is quite spectacular, really, if you think about it, rather than saying, could this man be the Messiah? But behind what we heard in today's verse, there is something that Herod did. He killed John the Baptist, and he goes on to say, I beheaded John. So who is this man about whom I hear such stories? And he kept trying to see him. Herod killed John. There was some guilt there. I bet Herod didn't want it to be John. How could John come back? I killed him. But Herod wanted to see Jesus, wanted to know who this man was. Well, maybe he was scared. Is this man going to come and try and take my throne? He's more popular than me. But Jesus was gaining that notoriety for the things that he was doing. And he was saying it was causing such confusion, not just amongst the people, but amongst Herod himself and his entourage around him. That's what Jesus came to do in that sense. He came to show a better way. He came to show them that the way that they were living out their religious lives and their normal lives was wrong. He came to show the way that he lived, and he lived that in such a way that it caused people to speak and to come up with even crazy theories about people rising from the dead, instead of questioning that could this be the Messiah. And Jesus will do that for many people today, that they will question and deny as well who Jesus really is, that he was just a nice man, he was a prophet, but he wasn't the Messiah who has been predicted and prophesied about in the Old Testament. But Jesus' reputation will go all around, not just to people living their everyday lives, but to the richest people in the world, to royalty, all questioning, who is Jesus? Who is this man? And that's the most amazing thing, that everybody, no matter what language they speak, no matter where they live, no matter their status, will always ask the question, or most of them will, of who was this man? Was it true what is written in the Bible? Now they can pick up the Bible and they can read it, but they can also speak to Christians, that's you and me, and we can say, yes, we know who this man was. He is the Messiah. He's the one who was prophesied, who had come, and he came and lived his life to show people a better way, and to finally go to the cross, die, and was resurrected and ascended into heaven, so that we can become followers of him through repenting of our sins and to dwell with him in heaven forever. We have that story to tell. We have our own testimony to tell people as well. There's going to be so many questions from so many people, because Jesus provokes those questions, and that is something that's quite amazing when you think about it. 2,000 years later, and for 2,000 years people have been asking the same things, and for many they come to the wrong conclusion. So let us pray through the Holy Spirit that they can come to the right conclusion through his Bible, but also through us being ready and open to speak to them about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Herod was asking questions. The people were asking questions back then, and people ask questions now, coming up with the wrong answers sometimes. But we pray through us and through your word that they may come to know.